that next Tuesday, Bez Hashem, we'll be having our Sar B'Tavis. And the Pusik says in Zecharia that there are different fasts that a person must observe. And those four fasts revolve around the Churban Bais HaMikdash. First, Asar B'Teves. Secondly, Shavuot B'Tammuz. Thirdly, Tisha B'Av. The fourthly, Tzom Gedalia. Tainus Esther is really on one polar, on one side, and Yom Kippur, of course, on the other side. Yom Kippur being a Din D'Oraisa, is a Chi of Karis for eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. Tainus Esther, we'll coin the phrase of Tainus Shel Simcha, like the Rav Zetzal said, which if we have time, we'll discuss that. But let's begin with the middle four, we'll call them, the revolver on the Churban Bais HaMikdash. The Beis Yosef quotes on the Avodrom that has a phenomenal chiddush, that the Avodrom makes his own drosha based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, that if a Asara B'Tavis would come out on Shabbos, it says Be'etzem Ayom Azeh, that you fasted even on Shabbos, Asara B'Tavis. It's a phenomenal chiddush. And the Rav thought it was a misprint. The Rav thought it was a misprint. It cannot be that we would be Misana Asara B'Tavis on Shabbos, and therefore the Rav thought it was wrong. Thought it must be a misprint. However, the Or Sameach took this Avudram very, very seriously and writes the following. The Gemara in Erevin and Daf Mem has a Shiloh, Mao Odom Shisane Tainis Yochid B'Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos. Mao Odom Shishyashlim Tainis Yochid B'Shabbos. If a person is Mekabel at Tainis Yochid on Friday, can he go into Shabbos fasting or must he break it before Shabbos begins? That's the Gemara Shiloh about a Tainis Yochin. Can a guy be Mekabel a Tainis on himself Friday? Certainly he can. The Shiloh is, must he be Mashlim? Can he be Mashlim in the Shabbos or can he break it? Or is he? Does he have to break it? Rather, it's not covered Shabbos to go into Shabbos fasting. That's the Gemara Shiloh in Erev and Daf Mem. So the Or Sameach asks, why does the Gemara have to pose the Shiloh about a Tainis Yochin that was Mekabel a Tainis on himself? Why couldn't it just be a Tainis Sibor? Tainis Sibor that comes out on Friday. So it happens to be, if you look on the calendar, what's the only Tainis Sibor that could come out on a Friday? Asara B'Tavis. So the Or Sameach says, if Asara B'Tavis would come out on Shabbos, you fasted even on Shabbos, according to Avudram. So how much more so you should fast on Friday and go into Shabbos fasting? So you see, Chlor, that the Or Sameach held against the Rav and took the Avudram very, very seriously and was Masber that Gemara and Ervin accordingly. So therefore, we find that Asara B'Tavis is very, very, has this special din to it according to the Avudram, and the Or Sameach took it seriously. And therefore, there is a halacha that we happen to paskin that you have to break it before Shabbos because it would not be a what? It would not be a proper covered Shabbos to go into Shabbos starving. Except for Asara B'Tavis, a special din, special exception. But Lamaisa, we should point out that there are three types of Taneisim in Halacha. There's a Tainis Yochid, that a Tainis person is Mekabel upon himself, and that requires a formal Kabbalah. You can't just wake up in the morning and decide you want to fast. You must be Mekabel upon yourself at Mincha of the previous day, and the Ribbono Olamim, in the Artscroll Siddur, there's a Ribbono Olamim before Yil Ratzon. And then there is the Tainis Sibor, of course, that requires a Kabbalah too as well, but we assume that's an automatic Kabbalah. And then there is the third type of Tainis, which is called a Tainis Cholom, which is observed by a Yochid. But that, of course, does not require a Kabbalah because you don't know if a person is going to have a bad dream or not. And we should point out, there's a Machlekes Mishnah Berurah in Aruch HaShulchan as to a Tainis Cholom. Aruch HaShulchan writes, if you're the type of person that the dream doesn't bother you, then you're not mechuyev to fast. You should be poted b'tztake, but lamaisa, you're not mechuyev to fast. Mishnah Berurah argues on that and claims that no matter what, if you have a bad dream, you're mechuyev to fast. So these are the three types of taneisim that we have in halacha. And it's important to point out that let us proceed now on the four middle ones, as we suggested, that revolve around the Churban Bais HaMikdash. The Gemara writes in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yudches Mid Beis that there are three types of stages how we focus the perspective of Tainis and Halachim. If you're dealing with a situation where there's sinus anti-Semitism, there's no Shalom Malchus and there's no Beis HaMikdash, then there's a chiyuv midina de gemar to fast these four fasts. Midina de gemar. If there is no Beis HaMikdash, but there is Shalom Malchus, then the Gemara has a comment, Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. If you want, you can fast. If you don't want, you don't have to fast. The Bahag writes that we were makabel upon ourselves, Klal Yisrael, that we took upon ourselves the obligation to fast Al Pi Halacha. So Shavu Alav Kechoy, but much like the Bahag writes by Meiriv. Meiriv was a Rishus, right? But Meikar Adin, Klal Yisrael was makabel Meiriv to Davin as a Choyva that became obligatory. So therefore, we find this middle stage, which is where you have no Beis HaMikdash, you have Shalom Malchus, Medina de Gemara, you don't have to fast. The Bahag says we took it upon ourselves, it became obligatory. And then Bez Hashem, the third stage is when the Mashiach will come and we'll have a restoration of Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, so these Tanesim will turn into Yom Tovim. I remember Shechter Shli, the point out from the Rav Zatzal, that there were Gedolim that fasted 24 hours on these fasts because the Ramban has a comment in the Torah Sodom when there are pogroms. And when there were the Cossacks and there were terrible tragedies, there was no Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't Shalom Malchus. So Mikra Din, he had a chiv to fast 24 hours. And the Rav said there were Gedolim that he knew that fasted 24 hours. So these are the three stages that you have regarding the Tanesim. And it's important to note that if I would have asked you, where do you think the Rambam would place Hilchos Tainis? Where do you think the Rambam would place Hilchos Tainis? I would have thought, if you'd asked me, I would have said Sefer Shoiftim, Hilchos Avelus. But the Rambam places Hilchos Tainis in Sefer Zmanim, which seems to highlight that we want to build up that a Tainis is a Mixus Yomtiv. A Tainis is a partial Yomtiv that has an Isra Achil and Shtia with it, but the truth of the matter is it shouldn't be in Sefer Kedusha, which is an Isra, which is the Din of Machalas Asuras. But the Din is that there is a Mixus Yomtiv to it. And that's very highlighted from the fact that the Rambam writes, places Hilchos Tainis in Sefer Zmanim. Now, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalet, I quote, Kol Ashari B'Tainis, anyone who's dwelling in a Tainis, Bein Shaya Misanal Tzaroso Achaloimoy, whether he's fasting on Suris or on a dream, Bein Shaya Misani Metzibor Al Tzarosom, whether he's Tainis, he's Misana with the Tzibor on Tzarosom, you're not supposed to, it's a day of tshuva in Cheshbon HaNefesh. Lo yakel rosho, lo yasamech v'tov leif. Ele doig v'oinin kenin shenemar ma shisonin odom chai gevr achal tov. Umutu lo litom desatavshu afil b'te revis. Ushel yivle ele toim upoilet shochach v'ocham ashlim tanisoy. Rambam sets up the properties of a tainis. And that is a day of Cheshbon HaNefesh, a day where there's no leitzonos, a day where there's no Kalas Rosh, like the Mishnah Berurah writes in that simon, that someone who thinks, and I used to think this as a kid, I used to think I'd play ball all day and fast, no big deal. You know, I'm a strong man. Well, you missed the boat of the Tainis. The Isra Achilu Shtia is supposed to set up an atmosphere for a Yom Cheshbon HaNefesh, a Yom Tshuva V'Chapar. And that's exactly what the Rambam is writing here. The Rambam is writing very clearly that that's the Gedra Din of a Tainis. It's a mixus yontif that expresses itself in the notion of having a cheshbon hanefesh. And therefore, it's very interesting, and Rav Shulti points this out in the Sefer, why in fact in that very same halacha does the Rambam write, he talks about the properties of the tainis, then he closes the halacha by saying, if you tasted something, spit it out. And he says, if you've forgotten you ate something, you have to mashlim taniso. A lot of fellows think that also when they're younger. You take a drink of water, the water fountain. Took a drink by accident, the fast is over. It's not true. But why does the Rambam incorporate in the very same halacha? The very good kasha the Rav Shulti asks. The answer is because the Rambam wants to bring out that's the theme of the tainis. The theme of the tainis, not the Isra Achilu Vishtiyah. Okay, if you taste it, you got to spit it out. If by mistake, you have to mashlim taniso. The getter adin of the tainis is an expression of tshuva v'kapara and cheshbon hanefesh. And that's why the Rambam incorporates in the very same halacha, wants to bring it out, that lemaisa, halachically lemaisa, you can't eat and drink. But there lemaisa, if you forgot, the tainis remains and continues. And if you taste it, you got to spit it out. He wants to bring out the concept of what the properties of the day are. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's in Tov Kuf Mem Tesef Katan Aleph, that a tainis sibur is a yom tshuva, like the Pesuk says in by Inshin Ninveh, Layaris Hashem is Masayim, Vamu Chachamim Zichronim Mavrocha, Et Sakam is Tanisam Lonamar El Ela Es Masayim, Vain Tanis Elachon Lechuva. So this is the first mahalak that we want to now build up, that the notion of a tainis is achana l'tshuva, v'kapara. And it's a mixus yomtif in a very real way, and that's why the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos what? In Hilchos yomtif, in Sefer Zmanim, where all the adinim of yomtif appear. So let us now bring Mekairis to prove this point that there is Kedusha and there is a Chalois to the day of a Tainis. The Ritvin Tainis and Daf Yud Beis Amavdin Raskol Emas is Masber the Getter Adin of Kabbalah the Tainis. Where does that come from? Why can't you just wake up in the morning and decide you want to fast? Why is there a need to have a Kabbalah the Tainis? Writes the Ritva. The Ritva says Al Pi Alochet. Really, a tiny Sibur should need a Kabbalah, but it's Kavar Yadua Lakol. But the Ritva writes, just like Shabbos and Yontif, there is a din of Kabbalah Shabbos and Kabbalah Yontif. You're supposed to greet Shabbos and usher in Yontif early and usher in Shabbos early. There's a notion of a Kabbalah, the Gemara has above a Kama and Daflamin. Who would deny Tainis was modeled after Shabbos and Yontif? Just like Shabbos and Yontif has a din Kabbalah, so too Tainis has a din Kabbalah. That's very striking, the modelization of Tainis after Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov. That shows there's a Kedusha to the day. There's a Kedusha to the Tainis. And just like Shabbos and Yom Tov requires Kabbalah, so who would deny the halacha is that Tainis does as well. So that's the first marker that we want to bring out, that there's a Chalais, a Kedusha to the day. Second marker, the Ran in Meseches Tainis and the Dap Erif Dav Dalar Amralf Dir Masku Yushalmi is Masber a day in the Gemara in Shabbos and Dav Chav Dalar Amralf. The Gemara writes in Shabbos on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph that there's a din anenu by all the tefillas, by Ma'ariv Shachros and Mincha, which is a bit of a chiddush. You're eating and drinking at night. Why are you saying anenu? Mechurit Sheker. That's the reason why we only say anenu by Mincha, Halacha L'maisa, because if we say it by Shachros, we're afraid we don't finish the time. It turns out it's Sheker. So what's the beer? We don't paskin like this day in the Gemara. What's the beer in the day in the Gemara? So the pshat is, before we get to that, Lamaisa, though, the Ran there in Meseches Tainis points out that there is no Kedusha ala kois at a Tainis. He writes, by Tanius, Oimra aneinu b'chol atfilis, vein omra Kedusha ala kois, lo askar v'berkas amazon shari oichel v'shosa kol alayla. So we see that by a Tainis, there's no din of Kedusha ala kois. That's what the Ran is mechadish based on this day in the Gemara. What kind of hava mean it? Ask Rav Zhulti, would you have that you'd say Kiddush ala kais? Tisha B'Av, you don't eat and drink at night. You'd usher in Tisha B'Av with Kiddush? How could that be? What kind of hava minute would we have at all that you would say Kiddush for a tainis? The Ran has to point out to you, there's no din Kiddush ala tainis. What's the Kiddush? It's obvious. The Teretz is what we're developing. That there is a Kedusha to the day. There is a Mixus Yom Tov to the day. To the degree I would have entertained a hava minute, then in fact there is din Kiddush ala kais. Comes the Ran and says, no, the halacha is there is no din of Kiddush ala kais. But you see clearly, as Rav Zhulti writes in Simenai Involvin or Achaim in his Sefer, that in fact there is a Kiddush today and expresses itself, as we're suggesting, in the midst of Tshuv and Cheshbon and Nefesh. The third marker is that why on earth would you say in that day in the Gemara and Shabbos on the Chavdalad, you'd say Anenu b'chol tefilas? So if you look in Rashi and Shabbos, Chavdalad and Aleph, he writes that the Laila ushers in the day. Technically, since the Laila ushers in the day, so therefore it has a din of a tainis. So therefore you say, even though you're eating and drinking, technically, but he says, since the Lail is machnis the day, therefore there is a halacha that what? That technically Rashi says you could say anenu. If you look in the Rif, in the Dap Arif, Dalad Amin Alf in tainis, he quotes B'Shem B'Yushalmi, that the reason why we say anenu b'mayriv is he writes, Kilele Shabbos Ukiyoymoy. Kilele Shabbos Ukiyoymoy. Meaning that you say Anenu Mariv Shachros and Mincha, just like every second of Shabbos is equal in its Kedusha. Every second of Shabbos is equal in the Kedusha. Laila and Yoim. That's sort of Cohen Shlito always say. He doesn't really like people taking off the ties, right, by Shabbos Mincha. Remember we used to, in camp, Lamaisa, we used to wear it. Every second of Shabbos is equal in Kedusha. Why should we take off the ties between Mincha and Meir by Shalash Yudas? Every second of Shabbos is equal in Kedusha. Leilo Kiyayimai. So therefore, Lamaisa, you see that the Yushami writes black on white that a tainis is like Shabbos. A tainis is like Shabbos. And therefore, Leilo Kiyoma Sotu Atainis as well. So that's a very, very important equation. That's a third marker that we want to dig up, according to the Rif, that in fact there is Kedusha to the Atainis. And again, you see the pattern, we're patterning Tainis after Shabbos. And therefore, Lamais, you see there is a Kedusha to the day of Atainis. And that's exactly what the Rambam is driving at by placing Hilchos Tainis in Sefer Zmanim. And that's why the Rambam, according to, as we said, Rav Shulti said, incorporating the very same halacha, the properties of the day of Atainis, Cheshbon HaNefesh and Tshuva, in the very same halacha is saying that if you've forgotten, ate, you're mashlim your Atainis, and if you tasted, you spit it out if you remember, because that's not the essence of the day. The essence of the day is not that it's an Isra Achilu L'Shtiyah. The essence of the day is the Achona, the Tshuva, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, that we try to better ourselves, both Beinadol Mamakom and Beinadol Mechaveiro. So this is the first mahalach that we want to suggest regarding the din of Atainis, what it's all about. Perhaps we could suggest a second mahalach as the essence of the day of what Atainis is. Perhaps the Kedushas Hayom of the Atainis does not express itself simply only in tshuva, but it also expresses itself in being a day of a korban, a yom korban. Atainis is a yom korban. And therefore, a Yom Korban creates a Mixus Yom Tov. Not a Korban Mamish. But we know that the Gemara, Taisus and Psochem, rather, and Daf Nun and Maralf quotes Yushalmi, that says that on a day when a Korban is brought, there's an Isser Malacha. Now we know on Tainis there's no Isser Malacha. Granted, on Tisha B'Av it says Shulchan Aruch, Ein Aroah Simin Bracha, based on the Gemara, you shouldn't go to work, and it says Ein Aroah Simin Bracha. But Lamaisa, the rest of the Tanaisim we have, there's no real Isser Malach. It was a Shiloh whether it was an Isser Malach on Purim, but Purim obviously is not a Tainis Lamaisa. But if we have time, we'll be able to discuss a little bit about Tainis Esther. But Lamaisa, what Tosfos says is that a Yom Korban, there is an Isser Malach. And Tainis, we know there's no Isser Malach. So what I want to say is that it's a Mixus Yom Korban. It's a Mixus Korban. You're not a Yom Korban Mamish, because Yom Korban Mamish would create an Isser Malach. We don't have that on the Tainis. It's interesting, Tosfos asked the quotes of Yushami, how do you ever go to work? Every day the Korban Tumah was brought, which you sit and learn your whole life. Why is there an Isra Malachim? Why shouldn't there be an Isra Malachim? So Tosfos, the Yushami digs up, Vasafta de Ganecha. There's a special heter to go to work. Vasafta de Ganecha. If it wasn't for that special heter, you wouldn't be able to go to work. But nonetheless, we see that it's a mixus Korban. How do you see this? The Gemara writes in Brachas and Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tovkuf Samachesif Dalit. A lot of people don't know this. Rav Koyen Shlita always would stress this to us, that we should always say this. They have it in the art school Siddur. Before the second Yul Ratzon, there is a... is there an art school Siddur here? Hebrew art school Siddur? Oh. Before the second Yul Ratzon, there is a paragraph, Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, quote Shabrach, that you actually should say on Atainis, that the diminution of your blood and your fats on this day of the time is as if I offered myself on the Mizbeach. So you see that it's Mamash Yom Korban. And this should be said by everybody. The second paragraph right here, in the shaded here. First paragraph is if you want to take a Tainis Yoch on yourself taking a Neder before what the Minchin. We should point out that, you know, Reb Reuven Feinstein, Shlita Asper, Reb Moshe, it's in the Tshuvas, he wanted Mekabel Tanesim on himself. So a young man, about 20, Reb Moshe responds, for a Talmud Chochem who is young, who wants to become greater in learning, it's not a good idea to accept Tanesim upon oneself, because it might stunt your learning and your strength in learning. But this is the period. It's Mamish Beferish, then it's Yom Korban. You can't offer yourself. It's an Isra Mabed Lamas Woladas. Even though the 11 reasons the Ramah has in the Sefer about what the reasons of Korban is, one of the reasons is if you offer yourself. That goes well with this. But that's number one marker. That a Tainis is mamish like a din korban. This is how it expresses itself. Not just in tshuva, but also in the din of a korban. It's if you're offering yourself. Second marker is a ramah. The ramah in Hilchos Nida, in Yordeh Simikuf Pehesiv Dalit, quotes that if a person lived with a Nida, he is chayiv to be misaneh 40 days. That's what the ramah writes. And the Pesachei Tshuva there in Sifkat Yud Gimel quotes B'Shem the Torah Hashlamim, he's mistapek, what is the Ramah driving at? Does the Ramah mean, I didn't mention what the Ramah writes. The Ramah says again, if a man lives with a Nida, He has to fast 40 days. And the Rama adds that at night, a person shouldn't eat basar v'yayin b'lel tainis. Meaning, obviously, he's eating at night, otherwise he would die, God forbid. So at night, he's eating milchiks. So he's not eating basar and he's not drinking wine. So he's eating milchiks. So when the Rama said lel tainis, what does that mean? Does that mean the lila before the tainis? Or does that mean the lila after the tainis? Why would you have a hava meaning that it's referring to the lila before the tainis? That's clear, because that's when the halachic day begins. Based on what we said, it's very inappropriate that if you're fasting tomorrow that you should eat the night before basar v'yayin. It doesn't fit in the whole mood of the day, the properties of the day. So I understand that the Rama means lila before the tainis. What would be the bira dover why it would be lila achra tainis? This suffix, the Pesachei Teshuvah, Sifkot and Yud Gimel B'Shem, the Torah Shashlomim, what's the Kavanah of the Rama? So what's the Sad to say it means the Lila after the Tainus? So what's the one area in Halacha that we follow like this, that it happens to come out like the secular day? By Karbonis, excellent. Gemara Chulin and Pei Gimel and Aleph writes, by Kochim, Lila is Holech Acharayom, that if I'm engaged in Tshuva during the day, Is it appropriate that I break the tainus, the basar v'yayin? It's quite inappropriate. And therefore, that mood to the day continues, and therefore should go into the evening. And therefore, the Rama writes, it's inappropriate to eat basar v'yayin if you're engaging such a tainus. Now, there are those that are machmir. I believe Rav Eider Zatzal writes in one place that there are those that never break a fast with fleishiks, ever. Because it would be inappropriate, except we're going to get to a tainus what? Tainus Esther, which is a tainus of Simcha, then it would perhaps be appropriate, or maybe Yom Kippur, that has nothing to do with Avelis either, which we'll get to Bez Hashem Bli Neder as well. So maybe on those two would be appropriate, but in the middle four that are revolved around Tshuva, how it expresses itself regarding what? Regarding Avelis, then it could very well be, Lamaisa, that it would be inappropriate. Now, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says not that way. The Mishnah Berurah writes the only tainus which you cannot break with fleishiks is where? Is on Tisha B'Av, because the tainus goes, the Avelis goes to the 10th of Av at noon, because that's when the Avelis was. That's the Mishnah Berurah, Tzimin Tov Kuf Nun Ches Sifkot Nehei. But there is an Indian to be machmer like this Ramah. You could obviously limit the Ramah to a special tainus like it's this Avera. But there are those that extend the Ramah all the way. Obviously, health-wise, it's not a good idea to break a tainus anyway with fleishiks, but it could be al pi din, there might be a halachic reason not to. And therefore you see again another marker that this is a Yom Korban from this Pesachei Teshuvah b'shem the Torah Shlomim in the Ramah, that lel tainus means the night afterwards, so you see that a tainus is a Yom Korban. These are the two makoros that we want to bring out, that in fact the second mahalach, that it is a Yom Korban. And the Marshal says you should be machmir, by that tainus at least, by the case of the nida, not the basar yishta yayin, the lila before and the lila afterwards. As I said, that's against the Mishnah Berurah, and there are those that extend it. Now this notion of the expression of the day of a tainus, does it begin at night? Even though we eat and drink at night, on Monday night we'll be eating. But does the mood to the day begin? This is an interesting machlokes between the Rav Zatzal and Moshe Zatzal. Digris Moshe or Achayim Chelak Alf Rav Moshe Zatzal Simen Kuf Samaches was asked a shaila, can you have a chasan on Lel Shivasar B'Tamuz? We know that during the 3 weeks it's usher to get married, but the fast begins in the morning. What about Lel Shivasar B'Tamuz? So Rav Moshe writes it's mutter Lamaisa, because that's when the day begins, that's when the tainus begins, that's when the avelus sets in the 3 weeks. And the Rav thought it was wrong. The Rav thought it was usher because the chalais tainus begins at night. The mail it's Yom Tshuva already, and it's inappropriate to have a chasana. So you have to say the Rabbi maybe held like our mahalach, but Lamaisi held the whole mahalach and begins in the morning when the tainus begins, when the Isra Chila begins. But the Rav held it begins at night as well. And therefore, Lamaisa, this is perhaps the Bir Adover, that both the Rav and Rabbi Moshe held to this mahalach. The question is, does it begin even at night? The Rav held it began even at night. The Magen Avraham, this perhaps could be Masber also, the Magen Avraham, Simen Tov Kuf Nun, Sifkot and Gimel, quotes the shame, the Shloha Kodesh, that there guys always ask me the Shaila, can you take a shower on a tainus? So Mikra Adin you can, but the Magen Avraham quotes the Shloha Kodesh, that a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer on all the Chamesh Shinuyim, except for what? Wearing leather shoes, shelo yechuka v'itnula, in order that we won't be made fun of, l'maisa. But the bottom line is that there's an inin to be machmer. Where does that come from? The inin to be machmer because there's an itzumo shalyom. There's a kedusha that either expresses itself in the first malchus tshuva, or it expresses itself in being a yom korban, like the second mahalach. But nonetheless, there is an inin that you would model it and in fact have chamesh shenuyim. This is a remarkable Rambam. The Rambam, if you look in the end of Maseches Tainis, writes, there's a din Tosefis Tisha B'Av. Where on earth did the Rambam get this concept of Tosefis Tisha B'Av? How could that be? Unless there is Kedusha to the day. There's Kedusha to the day, you can extend it. You can usher it in early, you can end it late. And the Rambam held as a din of what Mosif, he has a Lashon, Mosif Michol HaKadosh, Kamo B'Yom Kippur. So you see there's Itzumo Shel Yom to a Tainis. In the male, there is kedusha for what to, for one to be mosif upon. Oh, so these are the middle four tanesim, as I call them, the middle four, because they revolve around the velus, and it could be some nafkaminas that might follow from this. Number one that we said is that the halacha would be is that you shouldn't break him with fleishiks. But number two is Rav Schechter pointed out shlita to us. There's no din of chinuch ba velus. The Ramah with the Shach and Uchas Avelis, right? There's no din of Chinuch by Avelis. There's a din of Chinuch by all mitzvahs in the Torah, but not by Avelis. Why not? So the Beis Hillel points out on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch that the din of Nihugi Avelis is Talui on Inyani Tshuva. What's the whole point of Nihugi Avelis? Nihugi Avelis are Inyani Tshuva. Gemara has Imsachim Yishameis B'chabura Yidag Kol HaChabura. Someone dies in a Chabura, the whole Chabura should what? Should introspect. And what it means is that there's expressions of tshuva through nihugi avelus. A katan is not culpable for his actions, therefore there is no din of what? Chinuch ba'avelus. Okay? There is no din of chinuch. Kriya is a different story. There might be a din of karen, the katan, and the agam. That's for the whole house, the Gemara says in Moed Katan. But like Gabi avelus, straight up, ain't chinuch ba'avelus. But the notion of chinuch and avelus, the hanhagis, nihugi avelus, even though it's in Yoni Tshuva, but it flows from Avelis. Now, you shouldn't ask me that. How can a cotton clap al chet on Yom Kippur? Right? That's because of the din of what? It's a chelik of tefillah. That's a chelik of tefillah. Here we're talking about Tshuva that flows from Avelis. A cotton is mufka from that. So there's no din of chinuch by Avelis. So a cotton doesn't have to fast any of these four al pi halacha. Maybe you want to get him ready, so he'll be ready for the next year. But al pi halacha, we'll always have the shalos in camp. There is no din. Below the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, they don't have to fast Mikra Din. Ain't Chinuch La'Avelis at all. However, Shechter wanted to point out, Lamasa, by Tainis Esther, and of course Yom Kippur is an often in Mishnah, on Pebezim and Alf and Yuma, there's a Din Chinuch by Yom Kippur, right? We know that for sure. 8 and 9, they're supposed to fast. A girl, 8 and 9, half the day, 9 and 10, I'm sorry, 9 and 10, I'm sorry, yeah, correct, 8 and 9, half a day, 9 and 10, Lamasa, the whole day, and by Bas Mitzvah, 10, 11 the whole day, and 12 already they have to do by Bas Mitzvah. So there's a Beferish Mishnah, there's a Din Chinuch by Tainis and Yom Kippur. So Rav Schechter wanted to say, since the notion of Tainis S is a Tainis of Simcha, of course there's a Din Chinuch. So you have very interesting. You have the different polars. You have Yom Kippur, which is the most severe Tainis in the whole year, there's a Din Chinuch. And you have Tainis S, which is the most makel. The Ramal writes, even Kovei 9 don't have to fast. Ramal writes, Nichos Bur. Those polars, there's a din chinuch, but the middle four, there's no din chinuch. And also, chapa nafkamina, maybe breaking with fleishiks. Yom Kippur and Pur and Tainis Esther Mikra Din, you could break a fleish. The middle four, you can't. Because those, Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Avelis. A big mistake. Mishnah says in Moed Katan Dafid Ches that Yom Kippur is a vatal shiva if the person's buried before. Where does Yom Kippur express, Amiri says, why is that so? Because Rishon Yom Kippur, Mavapa Shiva, there's an element of simcha to them. Might not be a full-blown simcha. It's not a simcha yaseira like the Rambam writes. You don't say halo. It's toned down because you may sifre chayim sifre mesim yiftokim atem al rimshira, gemor neirik and dav yudam rav, you don't say halo. But there is an element of simcha, there's no doubt. Where do you have the element of simcha by Yom Kippur? The Nitziv writes in the Sudam of Sekis. So it's clear, Lamaisa, that's what I want you. Obviously, there's tshuva on Yom Kippur. That tshuva of Yom Kippur doesn't flow from what Avelis. That's the Kedushas Hayom. That's Itzumu Shel Yoyim. But Nehugi Avelis is what flows, the tshuva element flows from Nehugi Avelis. Where do you know that Tainis Esther is considered to be Tainis Shel Simcha? That's where the Sefer Eshkol, actually Dr. Soloveitchik pointed out to us, it's really not the Sefer Eshkol, it's a collection of Achronim, L'maisa, but the Rav thought this, the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha. We know that during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, there were minor Yom Tovim called Megillas Tainis. They're recorded in this scroll they found called Megillas Tainis. The Gemara says, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Bot L'Megillas Tainis, Chutz Mechanaka V'pur. Bot L'Megillas Tainis, Mor Roshon Daf Yechesem is, Chutz Mechanaka V'pur. Now those days, the day itself, there was an Isser Tainis in Hesper, the day before there was, and the day afterwards there was. Okay? So the Gemara says those days went away, went to Beis HaMikdash. Those days were nullified once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, except for Chanukah and Purim. So what should be the kasha? If Chanukah and Purim, if Purim remained, how do you have a tainus the day before Purim? How do you have tainus Esther? That's the kasha that Ron asks in tainus. So where the Rav wanted to say, according to this Nachal Eshkol, be Mazmur the Eshkol, which is really not the Eshkol, is the fact is the Isser of tainus is a tainus of Aveilus. But since it's a tainus of Simcha, it's permissible. And therefore, that's what the Machza Shekel says in the bottom of the page in the first Mordechai in Megillah. We have a din that what? We have a halacha. We have a halacha that if the tainus comes out on Shabbos, we're doichet to Sunday, Tisha B'av. Why? We always push away Parnusa. Lo makdim in Parnusa. We push it away from us. So how on earth do you have tainus Esther? You're makdim it. So the Machzah Shekel on the bottom of the page of Mordechai says five words. Tzom Esther la pronusuhu. That's exactly the shtiku. Tzom Esther is not pronusuhu, it's simche. Memele your makdimit. Rav Shulti wants to be medayik from the last Rambam Nichos Megillah that also lovo, not only will Purim remain, but Tainus Esther will remain. It's not a raya brura, the pshat in the Rambam, but he wants to suggest Tainus Esther is so inextricably linked to Purim that it's part of the day. It's a Tainus of simche. Maybe that's why the Rambam has that kula of Kov A9. Because it's not an element of Avelis Bichlal. Yes?
What
do we have Slichas? Slichas in Yoni Tshuva. Like we said, every Tainis is like Yom Kippur. But it's not Avelis. It's not Avelis. It's a good, very good point, but it's not Avelis. So this is the Chiddush. We have Lagabi Tainis what? Lagabi Tainis Esther. So, could very well be, Lamaisa, if you assume like this, that Tainus Asor B'Teves, as we started off saying, is very, very different. I heard from Rav Serevnik Shlita once, I remember he said a drosha, Shalbim, that Tchula Peronus Adifet, Tchiloso Peronus Adifet. We know the majority of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt on the 10th of Av, the Gemara writes in Tainus. Why don't we observe it on the 10th? Rav Yochanan said if he would have been there, he would have enacted the ben on the 10th. Why did they push it to the 9th? Because the beginning of a calamity hurts the most. That's what Yechanan said. So, Lomaisa, it could very well be that we find that by Asara B'Tavis, this is the beginning of the calamity. This is the beginning. By Asara B'Tavis, they surrounded the walls. Shivasa B'Tavis, the walls were breached. And on Tzom Besamikdash was destroyed. And Tishu of Tzom Gedalia was the assassination of Gedalia ben Achikam, which we'll get to. But it could very well be that's the Bira Dover, maybe in the Avudrom. Why Asar B'Tavis alone is Doicha Shabbos? Because it was the beginning. It was the beginning. The beginning hurts the most. Therefore, Yom Kippur, we know, is Doicha Shabbos. Nothing to do with Avelis, but also the beginning of the process hurts the most. And that's why it was Doicha Shabbos, perhaps. Now, there's a Chiddush we find by Tzom Gedalia as well. What's the Chiddush, perhaps, we could suggest? Gedalia ben Achikim was assassinated, and the last flame of hope went out regarding rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash as soon as possible. And there was a general depression of four Klal Yisrael. So you see Beferish that the Halacha recognized not only what physical sadness, but also an emotional sadness. And there was a collective depression upon Klal Yisrael, and therefore they were misamen. The Halacha also recognizes depression emotionally, not just physical sadness or physical pain, but also emotional pain. For Moshe has many tshuvas, not many, but if someone has to see a psychologist, you know, the Rav Moshe writes that you shouldn't go to an a psychologist that is an apikoros, because you could steer a person away from Yahadus, and therefore some tenets of psychology are against the belief in Hashem. So you have to be very careful. There are many, many talented psychologists that help a person, But it has to be done in a manner that that a person is not going to be stirred away from Torah and Mitzvahs. What's the marker that we recognize this? Tzon Gedalia is the marker for this. Tzon Gedalia is that there was a depression upon Klal Yisrael because the last flame of hope for the quick restoration went out. And because of that, Lamaisa, that's the Chiddush what of Tzon Gedalia. In fact, there is a discussion in the Poskim, the Taz quotes, whether Tzon Gedalia in its very essence was a Nidche. Could very well be it should have been on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it was pushed off to the third day, and therefore, in its very essence, it was a nidche. Or do we say, no, chapsa nafkamin, if there is a bris on Tzon Gedalia, would we allow any heter for the Bala Bris, Ravia Ben, to be able to partake in the Suda? Because do we view that Tzon Gedalia was a nidche or not? So I want to just close with a little bit about, we don't have time to develop the whole thing, but a little bit about Tisha B'Av. And that is that the Gemara writes in Megillah and Daf Hamid Beis, Bikesh Rabbeinu HaKadosh Lakor Tisha B'Av Lohor Lo Chachamim. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av, and the Chachamim were not masking. According to the first Lashon, the Gemara wanted to get rid of it completely. Tosfos asks, how could it be? Anyone who doesn't fast on Tisha B'Av will not see the Nechama Shel Yishalayim. How could Rabbeinu HaKadosh want to get rid of it? Second of all, we find in order to repeal a Takana, he needed to be Gedol B'Chachma B'Minyan. How can you repeal it? So you look at the Tosfos there on Hamid Beis. Tosfos gives an answer. Tosfos says that he really wanted to what? Tosfos gives two answers. He really wanted to just not get rid of it completely. He wanted to change the calendaric day from the 9th to the 10th. And the other Teretz says he wanted to make Tisha B'Av like the other Tanesim, not 24 hours. So those two Teretzim are very difficult. Number one, changing a calendaric day, the Ritva writes there in Megillah and Daf Hamad Aleph. The Gemara first Daf in Megillah writes when the Gemara is talking about which calendaric dates are good for Megillah reading. The Gemara says, "How could you say these days? You need to be greater b'chachma minyan. That's a problem of repealing a takana. So you see that changing calendaric day is a problem of repealing. So that teretz is difficult. Number two is changing from 24-hour fast to 12-hour fast is nachamol also considered to be ochre repealing. So the two terutzim of Tosfos are quite difficult. So Rav Zhulti has a beautiful mahalach where he wants to be masbir. The following. He wants to say, based on the Ramanuch's Mamrim, that the whole halacha of repealing a takanar gzeri, you have to be greater b'chachamin, is by a takanar gzeri. But if you're arguing on a dindi raisa, then yiftuch b'doira kishmul b'doira. That's what Shecht always points out. Yiftuch b'doira kishmul b'doira. There's no concept of precedence in halacha regarding what? After the Gemara. Ravina Ravashi is so far raw. Gemara writes above Mitzvah Pehem and off. That closed the chapter in history. The Ramah quotes it in what? In Choshe Mishmah Simen Chofei. You can't argue on the Gemara that Vilna Gaon says, based on that Ramah. But afterwards, if you have an Achron that's a great Goin and entitled to his opinion, you can argue on a Rishon, if he has Rias. If it's a Din D'Oraisa, Yiftach B'Dayra was Kishmul B'Dayra. Yiftach was not as great as Shmuel. But it's a Dindi Raisa. They couldn't ask a Shiloh to Shmuel or a Navi if he was Nifter. On a Gzeira or Takonne, you have to be greater B'chachma Minin to repeal it. But on a legitimate Dindi Raisa, it's a little counterintuitive. Because you think by Gzeira and Takonne, you could what? You could argue, no. Gzeira and Takonne, you need to be greater B'chachma Minin. But at Dindi Raisa, you could argue. And it could very well be, says Rav Zhulti, that they were arguing Rabbeinu HaKadosh and the Chachamim on the following din. They were arguing whether there's a din makriv and afa b'shem bo bayis. Rabbeinu HaKadosh writes that even if you don't have the structure, the edifice of the Bismikdash, you can still be makriv karbonis. Makriv and afa b'shem bo bayis. Therefore, there's no need to have Tisha B'Av, because you still have the ability to makriv karbonis. Why have Tisha B'Av? And the Chachamim could argue in one of three ways. They could argue in one of three ways. Number one, they could say the following. They could say, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Makriv Af B'Shem Abayis is a heter, it's not a chiyuv. When we have the Beis HaMikdash, it's a chiyuv to be Makriv Karbonis. If you don't have the edifice, it's a heter. So it's been downgraded. So there's a reason to have Tisha B'Av. Number two, you could say they argue completely on Makriv Af B'Shem Abayis. They don't hold like the Rambam. Or we should say they hold like the Ravid. Rambam and Pirik Vov, Elochat Vov. But in Yerushalayim, the Shechina remains permanent. So therefore, what? That's what the Rambam held. That's what Makim Rashi Mom Bayis. Chum don't buy it. Chum hold like a rivet. Or the rivet holds like the chum. Like Prime Minister Sharon, held like the rivet. That the Shechina is betel in the Beis HaMikdash. You can walk there. You're not chayv koris. The Meiri writes in Shavuos Daf Tefillin, there's no chayv koris, but there's Nisidi writes it. But if you learn the rivet straight up, it's mutl legamri. That's where Prime Minister Sharon was held like the rivet against the Rambam. The Rambam held Shechina in the betel. Makriv Nafesh Mimah Bayis. Maybe the Chum argue on that. They hold like the rivet. That's a second way you could say the Masber. Because that's the famous Rabbi argues on the Rambam. Rambam says Kitchri Shon Alav Kitchri Los Lavo Kitchri Shni is Kitchri Los Lavo. And even though Kitchri Shon Alav Kitchri Los Lavo, the Shechina ain't a betayla. Right? And that's what the Rambam writes. Kitchri Shni is Bechazaka. Chazaka means either Kitchri's Peh, like the Radbaz says, the Bein Evel's Trumas, or like the Rav said, he took the Kitchri Shalom and expanded it all over. Therefore, all of Eretz Yisrael Kitchri Shni was of the genre of Kitchri Shechina. Therefore, it's ain't a betayla. The Ravid says no. The Ravid says you can hold Kitchri Shni as Kitchri Los Lavo, but in Yerushalayim it was nullified. Everywhere else the Kedusha might remain, but not in Yerushalayim. Ravid holds Pum Fakir, so maybe that's the Machlekes. Chum argue on Rebbe Makrim. It's a Dindi Raisa. Rebbe could argue. Chum weren't masking. And the third way to say it is what the Machlekes is. Again, number one was they're arguing whether what Makrim Yashim Mbais is a Chiv or a Hetter. Number two is that Makriv Yashim Mbais, Rebbe holds Chum deny completely. But these are topics on the Raisa level. Therefore, Rebbe could argue. And number three we could say is that Rebbe says the Chum say to Rebbe, who says Tisha B'Av is just for the cessation of Karbonis? Tisha B'Av is the day for calamity for Av Kal Yisrael. Like the rough quarter from Rashi and Divrei Yomim. That we're supposed to subsume all the calamities of Kal Yisrael into Tisha B'Av. Granted, we might be able to mock of Karbonis, but for other things. And there's a Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos of Rosh Hashanah that writes that the Yidden fasted on Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni. We have the bias. So you see, it's a Raya Brura. Historically, they fasted because of all the calamities. So again, maybe you could say they're arguing conceptual level. You're right, so what's the getter of the Tisha B'Av? Only thing is, though, that's not just the pshat that Rav Shulti wants to say. The only thing is what does Rebbe do with the pasuk? It's a pasuk in Schari. You can't argue on a pasuk in Schari. Maybe he held the pasuk in Schari wasn't a chiv. Maybe it was just a minig lamais. Maybe he held it wasn't a chiv. But this is how Rav Shulti wants to say the pshat is lamais. Is the pshat and Rebbe want to get rid of Tisha B'Av. But it's very, very poignant to Tisha B'Av. And in general, lamais, that's the chiddush that we want to bring out, lamais. That if you hold that it was a din d'oraisa, that answers the Tosfos Kashas. How could Rebbe want to get rid of Tisha B'Av? You know, because Lamaisa he held that there was no reason to have Tisha B'Av. I gzeiru chacham minyan wasn't that kind of wasn't gzeiru. These are the chidushim that we want to suggest here about Hilchos Tainis. But I just want to close with really the essence of the day of the Tainis is very critical because it's the day of Cheshbon HaNefesh, a day of strengthening ourselves, and Asar B'Tevis right after. The notion of Chanukah is very interesting. That first tainis is Be'etzem Hayom Yaseh, as Rav Serevnik said, that it's the beginning of the Peronus, and therefore that's why it's Deicha Shabbos because it hurts the most. That's why it would be Deicha Shabbos. That's why it could come out on Friday, and that's where Mashlim Tanisoy. And even though the Rav held against the Avudrom, the Rav held it was a misprint. He didn't hold it was wrong. He didn't hold it against him. He thought it was a misprint. The Or Sameach are pointing out. Took it very seriously, and that's why the Gemara and Erevin had the Shaila, as we said in the beginning, Mao Adam, she in Kabul Taniso Nerev Shabbos. Can he be Mashlim as Tanis in the Shabbos or not? So Frektor Samech, why didn't the Gemara present the Shaila by a Tanis Sibor? The only Tanis Sibor that can come out on Friday is Asar B'Tevis. And Asar B'Tevis, you fast even on Shabbos. So surely if it's on Friday, you go into Shabbos. So you see, the Or Samech took the Avodram very seriously against what the Rav said, that it was a mistake. So Bez Hashem, Shem Shem Mekabar Tfilis, and Eretz Yisrael, the Chayalim should be strong, Shev Atzlochi, and we just take, this Tainis takes even more serious note, as now the fighting going on in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, well, Dav Minchir, everyone have a good day, Atzlochi on finals.
Yes. Regarding Tainis Esther,
yes.
That it's Tainis of Simcha, and Yom Kippur we can understand why it's an expression of Simcha because
I just want that. Is everyone interested in Dav Mincha now? Great, yeah, good. Yeah, go ahead.
We have the Indians. where we're like above eating and drinking, so it's an expression of simple.